Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. We're going to continue with the Gods of Perfira. We're now at the final chaotic neutral god, who is a goddess called Ul'ul. That's U-L, apostrophe U-L. She's known as the Mad Maiden, the Vortex, the Whirlwind Dancer. She is the goddess of dance, madness, and storms. Her worshippers are frequently artists, dancers, and farmers, and her alignment is chaotic neutral. Her domains are art, chaos, madness, weather, and her subdomains are insanity, movement, protean, and storms. Her favorite weapon is the bladed scarf, and her favorite animal is the butterfly. Ul'ul came through to your current campaign setting, through the calling, as a minor goddess, and her domain was wind and rain, and she traveled far and wide to deliver her blessing and occasionally her anger, causing wind and rain. And that's what she did. That was her job. She knew her job, and she did it without really any ambition beyond that. And whenever she would cause wind and rain, she would dance on the winds and afterwards on the rainbows. She was happy and free. Now, during the New God Wars, which were a very turbulent era, and whether it was turbulent in the heavens or on the mortal plane or both or one or the other, the text doesn't really say, and I think that's good because that way it can be up to your campaign setting. But during these turbulent New God Wars, Ul'ul was observed by a painter mage servant of Eshquala, the lawful evil god. This priest named Kavafriz saw her and decided that he wanted to capture Ul'ul and steal her divine essence. And he did. He managed to capture her and was working towards this goal. Being trapped like that for such a free spirit and being unable to serve her worshippers caused her to go insane. She felt, well, obviously trapped and helpless, but she found that if she let madness and chaos flow through her, she could be empowered by that. And this enabled her to free herself, and it is said that the wizard Kavafriz was tricked into his own trap, blind and insane, trying to repair for eternity the wards that should have held Ul'ul. The text is actually very vague on how exactly Ul'ul got the wizard into his own trap, and it doesn't actually say that he was tricked into his own trap. It's just that he remains for eternity, according to legend, within his own trap. So I'm assuming she tricked him, but maybe she just got out somehow and then forced him into it. I'm not really sure. It doesn't say. So the Church of Ul'ul is not organized. It's not an organized religion. Occasionally, her followers band together to cooperate towards some common goal, but there's no echelon of ranks or anything like that. The goddess appears to each potential worshipper in dreams and visions, and she generally asks them to follow her and promises them that if they do, she will give them guidance. Every worshipper worships in their own way. A common component of worshipping her is dancing. And it could be slow meditative dance, it could be frenzied stomping around, it could be twirling like the dervishes, it could be any kind of dance, but that's a pretty common expression of worship of Ul'ul. She guides her priests and priestesses, welcoming both ecstatic visions, whispers on the wind, or shapes in storm clouds. Those who embrace Ul'ul as oracles or clerics are welcomed by common people who hope to placate the goddess by being kind to her agents. Spell preparation rituals, just like the rest of her church, are not very standardized. A lot of times it will involve dancing. Dancing in a thunderstorm is even better. But it could be anything. It could be belly dancing, it could be dancing in a group circle, it could be beating on pots and pans. It can be really whatever the worshiper wants to do. So there's usually some artistic aspect to it, is I would say the most standard or the most common scenario for spell restoration. Ulians avoid and fear the faithful Nimith Var, who seeks to confine those who are mad, and Ulians believe in freedom of the crazy mind. There are two religious traits. There's defiant dance. An Ulian dancer gains a +2 trait bonus to reflex saves when fighting defensively or when taking the full defense action. Frenzied follower. A follower of Ul'ul embodies the chaotic yet impassioned movements of their goddess. She gains a +1 trait bonus to acrobatics and perform, that's dance, checks, and perform dance is a class skill for you. Ul'ul is kind of, I guess, the freest spirit of all the gods that we've encountered so far. She strikes me very much like, I guess, pretty much a hippie. And I think that's really great. Hippies need gods too, and this is a perfect one for a free spirit. The text speaks about insanity and madness within this a lot, and I'm kind of, and it's probably part of a bias or something, but I'm not really seeing it as literal insanity, because I don't see how that would, you know, insanity is a sickness really, and I don't see that this would be true for everyone. I just don't see how all of her followers could embrace insanity, which is not healthy. Can't see that happening, really, but I can see this being a more traditional, older style of interpreting the concept of insanity or madness. And that is to say, when someone's just a little bit different than everyone else around. Let's face it, historically, if you were different from everyone else, you were either called a witch or a madman. I mean, this is sort of a medieval setting, probably, so you can see that someone who doesn't like to go plow the fields but would rather paint a mural on the side of the barn would be considered mad or insane or a little bit off. And so they would be probably a prime candidate to follow Ul'ul. Someone who dances and maybe even captures the heart of some rich noble person could be maybe seen as being mad or insane or a little bit dangerous. And again, that could be a perfect candidate for worshipping Ul'ul. So I'm not too keen on the insane aspect of this, but I'm taking it to mean just a little bit different, which traditionally I think has been called insane. Aside from that, Ul'ul, we should remember or keep in mind that she may be a free spirit, but she's the goddess of the wind and the rain and thunderstorms, things that have very, very, very different reputations. Obviously, everyone loves rain, especially in a rural community where it's very obvious that it is needed. Like, if your crops are not rained upon, then they are not going to grow, so you obviously really like rain. But at the same time, thunderstorms and lightning and things like that, they are dangerous. And Ul'ul's followers have the same reputation. They're free spirits, they do whatever they want, they're artists, whatever, but they're also quite, they have a reputation for being effective with the bladed scarf, and they have a reputation for coming together and dealing out justice when it needs to be dealt. So it's not just a bunch of hippies and wanderers floating here and there worshipping Ul'ul. They can come together when they need to, and Ul'ul has a reputation for being able to protect her followers. I mean, it's even said in the text that highway bandits have been known to, if they see even a lone wanderer who follows Ul'ul, they will not attack that wanderer because there's just that much of a reputation for Ul'ul being someone who deals out swift and sudden and effective justice. And I'll leave it at that. That's pretty much all I've got on Ul'ul. So that's the end of the chaotic neutral grouping of the Porphyrin gods. Next up will be chaotic evil. And again, there are three of those, and then we'll be all through the pantheon. Isn't that exciting? That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.